Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
As they come in. This is on InfoWars.com. Iran closing schools and universities due to coronavirus outbreak. They closed all the schools in Italy yesterday and have now banned all sporting events that people can attend. They're still having sporting events. Global tourism crashes due to coronavirus. So the response and the hysteria is seismic and has the stock market down hell. An hour ago, it was 700 points. What is the Dow Jones Industrial right now? We'll find out. Let's go ahead and go to Hanneman, if I'm pronouncing that right, from Oregon, right there near the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak. What do you think is really going on? And thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I've been listening to you since about 2015. Can I talk about something that happened with me on your products?
Sure, brother. We're not censoring your, I mean, we're not screening you. As long as you're calling it about the topic, go ahead.
Yeah. So I've got about 11 of your products in front of me, and bodies, silver bullets. I got some of the Super Bowl Blue Silver before it, sold out, and Micro ZX, DNA Force, X2, Z Shield, Super Female Vitality, my wife takes, Selenium, the Chill Force, the toothpaste, was using the Super Blue, and then got the Super Silver, which is even greater. But I had surgery last fall and had a shoulder replacement, and about 2 weeks after the surgery, I developed this respiratory issue in my bronchial. And nothing was happening. The doctors weren't able to help me with anything. It just went on and on. Couldn't talk without coughing and coughing and coughing. And I thought, well, maybe this is a fungal thing. And so I started taking the Micro ZX last week. I started taking it and was on it for 4 or 5 days. And then I had the DNA Force. I had it, and I stopped taking it for some reason after the surgery because I thought, well, maybe I'm having some reaction to that. But I started taking the DNA Force 4 days ago again, and just 2 days ago, I had a terrible coughing fit, just cough and cough and cough and coughing stuff up. And then my lungs have been better. I'm breathing better and not having the tension that was in my breathing, and I attribute it to the Micro ZX and the DNA Force taking, but it was...
Well, sir, listen, we have callers calling, they go, I've been listening for years and love your info, but I thought you were just teasing, this is good stuff. DNA Force has proven PQQ and CoQ10 and then other factors that Dr. Greer came with that turbocharge those dosages to get them into the cells. They literally regrow mitochondria. Okay, and that's the engines of the cell, the mitochondrial DNA. So, yeah, my finger got chopped off like 18 years ago, and it was numb for 6-7 years. When I finally got on DNA Force, the feeling came back in about 6 months. The danger is a lot of people have had nerve damage that was so painful that they put up with it, it goes away. You can take DNA Force, and the nerves start growing back, and the old pain comes back. So let's not just tell people it's a panacea. Sometimes old pain comes back because it's regrowing nerves all over the body, and then usually it gets better after a while, but some people call, they go, yeah, you're right, man, my leg was broken, or I had an Achilles tear and kind of ignored it, and I got on this and the pain came back, but now overall I have more use of my Achilles, and I'm talking about myself as well. It's helping. My Achilles is blown 90%. People can't believe I walk around on it, but absolutely, sir, that's what we're talking about. What's your view on coronavirus in the West Coast?
Well, I was in Costco a couple of weeks ago and talking. I had the show going on across my speakerphone while I was going through Costco, and I came across this lady, and she says, "Well, who are you listening to?" I said, "That's Alex Jones." She said, "I thought he was off the air." And so I went ahead and educated her and told her where to go.
Hanneman, don't hang up. We're back in 60 seconds. I want you to start over. Because what he's saying is the secret to everything in the info war, not just for this broadcast, but for all of them. People are so trusting of mainstream media that when they heard Jones is off the air, I run into people at the grocery store, at the mall, at church, at the doctor, on the hike and bike trail, and they go, "Oh, Alex, I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. Are you ever going to go back on air?" And I'm like, we're on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV stations and cable stations. We have our own streams at InfoWars.com and Band on Video. And they go, really? They said you were off the air because they took the deplatforming as off the air, because everybody always thinks of things like talk show hosts, like Matt Lauer gets taken off, he's off. No, we have our own platform. InfoWars, InfoWars, InfoWars.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful when I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Everything that came before, because the fight is now, and only God can sustain us in the victory against Satan and the AI machine war that's coming. But in the end, we're going to win, and then the next level of the transformation will be upon us. We belong to the stars and God, and that's from whence we came, and that is to where we'll go. Ashes to ashes, star to star, the universe opens before us. Look at this headline on InfoWars.com. Very important, astute report. Says it all. Coronavirus emerges amid height of anti-globalist revolution and rebellion against globalist tyranny. From Old Thinker News and the great Daniel Taylor. Should get him on. Mankind now. Never before seen fight for survival. The globalists are giving us a little taste of what they'll do to make us submit to their control grid. Just as I exposed in the first 6 minutes of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, how they will use bioweapons and the fear of bioweapons for total control. That's how China will try to stop an uprising, which was happening not just in Hong Kong, but inside China. They released a bioweapon. Has a low kill rate, but still, you get killed by it. It's like one man's recession is a depression. If you're out of work, going bankrupt, might be homeless, you're in a depression. Your neighbor, well, that's a recession. Well, if you're the 2%, that it looks like that's what they're saying now, this kills. You walk out of the door every day and you're on your block. Let's say there's 100 people live on your block. And you come back every day and two people aren't there. That's a big deal. That's what the Pentagon has been told they believe is going on. Now, the military people I've talked to, they know just because it comes from on high doesn't mean it's accurate. But that's what they're being told to prepare for. And that's pretty big news, isn't it? And that's the numbers you see, too. That's the best numbers. I mean, what I got from the Pentagon is just what we already know. Just that's what they're saying. And they believe 3+ million dead Americans in the next 6 months is going to absolutely create a crisis that's even bigger than what we currently see. This is all about suspending the election and then trying to say Trump is illegitimate. And having government by committee, you can smell it from a mile away. This is it. So, Hanuman from Oregon called in. He hit the break. He was telling a story that I wanted to repeat from the beginning because he got cut off. Because this is what happens to me every day, everywhere I go. And again, it's perception. You know, media lies about a lot of things. They lie about Trump, or they lie about abortion, or they lie about guns. But when you hear them say, a plane crash and this happened here, or this happened there, you think, well, that's, I mean, they can't lie about something that big. Oh, yeah, they do that too. There's a lot of examples, not just Jesse Smollett, but ABC saying Trump allowed Turkey to blow up a whole city, and it was really a machine gun shootout event. They blew the video up to make it look like, again, a giant dinosaur was attacking a city or something, complete with mushroom clouds they said were 5,000 feet tall that were 10 feet tall. What about army men on a table fighting? I told you they were real. That's the culture of disdain and arrogance for these people. And so, when you pull back from this and you see the public, yeah, they get they're being lied to, but they don't get how it's now at another level. So people walk up to me everywhere and they say, Alex, I wish you were still on air, because they would watch me on YouTube, or they would watch me on Twitter, or they would watch me, or they would pick up the feeds of our podcast off of that. Our podcast is still there, still free. Infowars.com/show. You can watch the feeds. But for them to hear I was the platform, to hear I was off air, they always saw a Chris Matthews or a Matt Lauer or whoever, or a Bill O'Reilly. Well, they're off the air. Well, you think, well, they're off the air, because there isn't really anybody that has their own radio, TV, satellites, and affiliates that they do. It's only two or three other networks, and that's all establishment. And they all trying to line up like Gorka and others do to be with the New World Order so they don't get taken off air. They all subserviate themselves. They all bootlick. They have a better word for it called buttlick. But sorry, family show. Let's just say their noses are not covered in chocolate. And so that's the world these people live in. But the general public doesn't know. So if you tell them, hey, you heard that show that's the most hated, most attacked everywhere? You know it's still on the air. That is the power of person to person. That isn't coronavirus, but it's knowledge, like a fire being lit in the minds of men. As Thomas Jefferson said, we need to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. So start your story over again, please, sir, from Oregon. Hanuman, go ahead.
Hi. So, yes, I was in Costco a couple of weeks ago. I was getting ready. I went to buy a bunch of toilet paper and some things before the crowds really hit. And I had my phone. I had your show going on, sticking out of my pocket so I could hear it. I wasn't using headphones. And this lady stops and says, who are you listening to? Who's that talking? And I expected, at first I thought, because of where I live, it's quite a leftist city, and I thought I might get some flack, but I said, this is Alex Jones, and she just got, her eyes got wide open, and she says, really? I thought he was off the air. And I said, no, and I told her, I explained, you know, the whole situation, and told her where to go. She wrote down, you know, band.video and also Infowars.com, and just said, he's still on. And we talked for about 20 minutes about things, and it was really quite a wonderful connection, you know, to have that. And she was really grateful, and I just, you know, it was great to have that. And by the way, Alex, I was watching the show when you said something sometime back about Sure in Your Head. And I kept looking. I said, when's he going to do that? When's he going to do that? And I said, looked at you this morning. I thought, man, you did it. And I think you look great. You know, you look like a warrior. It's just so much, it's just such a weight to be off the head. And so I just commend you on that.
I tell you, I don't really like how it looks, but man, does it feel good.
No. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's beyond that. And, but I wanted to ask you something about, you were talking about the coronavirus. You know, I bought all kinds of masks. I went to Lowe's, you know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago and looking for masks. And I said to the girl, where are the N95 masks? And she said, well, they're right here. And I said, are you selling them? She said, oh, yeah, we can't keep them in stock. And I'm in this situation where, you know, we're in the heart of it. And I'm taking all these things to build my immune system. I'm pushing 70 years old, and I don't know what to make of it all. I don't believe what I hear, you know, through the media. I don't listen to the news anyway. I get my sources, you know, online and from you. And it's like, have I already got it? You know, am I exposed?
Well, we know. I mean, you can blame the CDC, Trump, and I'm never for cover-ups, but I get why they're doing it, whether it's Trump or the CDC, but I think Trump's involved. Let's just be honest. They're not sending out cats. They sent out faulty ones on purpose. They know it's been here. Steve Pachinik really is smart. He is tied into special operations and all of them. And he said it on air. He said, it's been here for 6 months. It's already killed a bunch of people. And we're just going to make it through it. So he tries to get ahead of the panic, saying everything's okay. And I get as a psychiatrist, you know, he doesn't want to yell fire in a theater as an authority figure. I just think it's important for us to go ahead and just kind of tell people, looks like this is pretty bad. Because if it is killing 2%, that's no gain. And I don't want to say I have it. I haven't gone and gotten tested. They won't even really test you. I mean, it's all over the news. They're just refusing people. I just hadn't had a cold in almost 5 years, four plus years. And sure as the devil, man. I've had a fever, went away, came back again, and I've been coughing. Taking a ton of silver and a bunch of DNA force. It looks like it's pretty much gone now, hopefully. But I thought that about a couple days in, 3-4 weeks ago, then it came back. And everybody I know is hacking. There's a bunch of weird stuff going on. So, again, they could be using the Hunan virus as a cover for other stuff. I mean, something big's going on, brother. I really appreciate your call and great points. That was a great caller. We just spent two segments with him, and I'm going to get to everybody else. Ernie and Jim and Rick and Dennis and Barbara. In fact, Barbara's up next when we come back. But absolutely, it's crazy how they tried to get us off the air. It didn't work, and now the show is just resurging and exploding. And the enemy knows that, so they'll probably take a physical shot at me. So I am in God's hands. I give it to Jesus, and I have no fear. I am committed to the Lord's hands.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Everybody knows I've been trying to stabilize the United States and trying to stabilize the planet. That's what you want. You want stability for you and your children. So I don't get up here and say the coronavirus is super bad news just because we have increased viewers. When I do that, I feel the angel of death flapping around me. That's bad luck. I wouldn't do that anyways. I have children. You get up there and hope something's bad so you make money. You put a big-ass target on your head. That's the analogy of God hitting you with a bolt of lightning. No, no. Here's an example. We've been all over the country, in Texas and in Virginia and in D.C. and a bunch of other places with the armored vehicle. Pennsylvania, the list goes on and on. And the police like us, and we go in bullhorn, and it's a big driving billboard. It's been very successful. I want to thank the listeners for supporting us so we could get it. We rented it first. It got huge effect, huge national headlines. I mean, it's incredible. Paid for itself in four or five events. We're driving. We've driven past the Capitol. I'm bullhorning the corrupt judge, Amy Berman Jackson, who literally rigged the jury and got caught. And I've stopped bullhorning out of the top of the tank, and the two drivers, former Special Forces hero, Patriot dudes, these great guys, are like, man, it's great the cops wave at us. People drive by holding out your X2 out the window. You know, they love you. Man, look at all the black folks. They seem to be the biggest fans. I mean, it's just like crazy in D.C. The black folks are like, especially the black men, are almost like, Al Jones, yeah, Trump, Roger Stone, we know it's BS. I mean, that's what the Democrats are panicking, folks. It isn't 30% of black men supporting Trump. It's way higher. The system, because they all knew Trump was an anti-black, was pro-America before. So the hoax is dropping. And I literally, I'm sitting there in the armored vehicle drinking some water, driving back to the hotel. And I go, yeah, it's crazy. I've been pulled over by the cops. You're right. But I said, that's probably bad luck, though, to even say it. Now, 1 minute after I say this, the Secret Service pulls over the vehicle behind us. We had another car trailing us, a black minivan. We had a Suburban in front of us. And they'd been sent over there, not by Trump, but by whoever put in a false report that we were doing something illegal. We had other folks claim we had guns on us and were brandishing them. We later learned that happened in another place. So the left goes, they're on an armored vehicle pointing guns at us. Well, here comes the Secret Service, a whole bunch of them. And at first, they were all tense. And it was, once they figured out what was going on, they were real nice. We shook hands. And it was the uniform Secret Service. But they had like six vehicles total that came down on us because some leftists, they wouldn't say what was said, but we learned later at the hotel, a leftist said that our guys had guns out. And that we had D.C. police hired that had guns in D.C. Our security guys didn't have guns because even security guys, even cops can't have guns in D.C. if you're not from D.C. So we were dealing with that. But that's not the reason I'm telling the story. The minute we said, man, the cops always love us, we never get pulled over, it happened. So that's this whole tempting fate situation. And I've not wanted this to be bad. I said SARS was a bunch of hype. I've made films how they're going to use bioattacks for political control to crack down. But when they really start doing it, I've said it's going to be stronger and stronger. At first, a little deadly, then more communicable. And we know the globalists released HIV. It's a mutation virus that keeps attacking over and over again and attacks the T lymphocyte white blood cells. This thing's man-made. It's got the HIV delivery system. Yeah, I'm concerned. But I don't just go off all the intellectual stuff. Right here, man, I'm pissed at the globalist and want to tear somebody's head off. So as a father and as a man, I feel sickeningly angry. Not the type of anger where you're out of control. The type of anger where you just tear somebody's head off. You know what I'm talking about? And I rarely feel that kind of anger unless, you know, so my brain looks, my spirit looks at this and just goes, oh, this is bad. And you now see it. It's devastating economies around the world, devastating terrorism. Countries all over are using it to crack down. Notice Italy's run by authoritarians now. They took it over from the populace. China is. They're all doing it. So that's why they're shutting down sports stadiums and events and all of this. But we need to have a discussion about how bad this is really going to get and what its real motive is and where you think it came from. But I legitimately, in the pit of my stomach, and just like, no, I'm not scared. I'm like ready to get in a fight. And I think that's what all this symbolizes. You know, shaving my head this morning. I got up and I said, I'm shaving my head. And I said, it's just a symbol of we're in a war, folks. And when you really go into a war, you shave your head so people don't grab your hair. And it's just an archetypal image of this is not normal. We're not in normal waters here. We're in a war. People better get that through their heads. That's all I'm saying. I think you all know that as well. We don't want to get played into hysteria. No, no, no. We're concerned because our gut knows something big's going on. The question is, what is it? Barbara in Florida, thanks for holding. We love you and appreciate you. What's your take on this?
Hi. Well, first we want to say we love you and you're saving lives and we thank Jesus for you.
Back at you.
We didn't hear you saying anything about this, so we wanted to call two girls from Florida. Flew back from Milan, and we got a breaking news the other night from Channel 13, so we read it, and the girls were saying they were sick on the plane. So when they got to New York to fly to Florida, they stopped because they didn't think they should. They called the CDC. CDC didn't know what they were talking about. Didn't sound like they knew what they were doing. And they told them, it's okay, you're cleared to go from... We don't know which airport in New York to Tampa, Florida. They flew here. They ended up getting tests. They both had it. So we're just imagining how many people in the
Ma'am, I did not know about that, and I did not see it. That's what I'm being told is we're not being told 1/100th of what's really going on. Did you see that in the national news? I never did.
It was not. It was a news report out of Channel 13 in Tampa.
Guys, look that up. Two women test positive from Milan flight in Tampa. Is that the headline?
2 days ago.
I'm just going with a headline that I would... Do you remember what the headline was?
Let me ask my husband.
We'll look it up. It's okay. But it was something like two women test positive from flight from Milan.
And they were they stopped in New York to call the CDC because they didn't want to get on the flight to Tampa, and they were told they should... get on the flight to Tampa. So they did. But you imagine all the people in both airports that the baggage handlers, the
people
there.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Just like you said, out of Florida, Tampa Bay woman who tested positive for coronavirus flew into Tampa International Airport. Mm-hmm. The airport said staff had increased cleaning and sanitation on high-touch areas. It's coming out of your nose. It's coming out of your mouth.
Yep. And her sister also tested positive now.
It says two people. Yeah, there it is. There's the local Channel 4. Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So just wanted to let you know, and then there's a third man, and then there's a place in Sarasota that the woman was a nurse for the man that's in the hospital.
By the way, ma'am, as you're saying this, they're pulling up exactly what you're saying. This has not been in the national news. Wow.
No, it's big. Yeah, we thought it was big. We're about an hour north of Tampa. But we're not going down to Tampa, and thanks to you, we've been getting ready ever since January.
Well, thank you, Barbara, so much. Tell your husband we really appreciate him as well. We're going to take more calls to find out what else is going on. That's why we take these calls.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is my duty as an American citizen, sworn to defend against the Satanist operation, that this platform launched UKIP to Brexit victory, launched the new Brazilian president to victory, launched Trump to victory, and has ignited the giant Eastern Europe resistance to the New World Order. Every every one of those leaders has acknowledged that InfoWars was the catalyst to, quote, energize and radicalize them, and then created the template messaging blueprint to carry the fight, the victory. It is my duty to report to you. My son wants to start a podcast called I'm Not Bragging. And I got busy, we never got around to it. But I always want to say, I'm not tooting my horn, I'm not bragging. That's not what this is. It'd be like Battle of the Bulge if we turned the Nazis back and finally were winning the war. Or at what happened in Russia at Stalingrad turned the Nazis back. It's not bragging when you announce you're beginning to turn the tide. And so it is Twilight Zone. You know, sometimes I sit there and I think, is this like that 1980s movie, Total Recall, Philip K. Dick book? He was a smart guy. PKD. And you got a local cop, and he goes in to have his virtual reality deal where they jack you in, and oh, he wants to be a secret agent, and then they put him in it, and then it totally freaks him out, and secret agents come to kill him, but really has a psychotic break, and, you know, at the end, did he really save Mars, and, you know, did they really activate the reactor? And it ends, like a lot of PKD books, The Unteleported Man, the list goes on and on. You don't know if it was a hallucination from the machine or whether it really happened. But I know you're real. But let me tell you, it's kind of like that. Like, okay, and then InfoWars launched the UKIP takeover. And then we launched Bolsonaro and then Trump before that. And then it's acknowledged. But see, it's not Alex Jones that did it. I was just a focal point and a catalyst and somebody that wanted to go in with good intention and did the right thing, created a system and had a vision that God gave me. You got the nationalists and patriots elected worldwide. You spread the links. You spread the articles. You did the videos. You spoke up. You got ridiculed. And you've done incredible things, amazing things. And that's why they're launching this virus that is the answer. The answer to 1776 by the 1984 crowd is the coronavirus. See, we have the answer to 1984 is 1776. But their answer to 1776 is the coronavirus. Think about that. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's rack them and stack them. Get all these great people on the air. Who's been holding the longest? Would it be Rick? Would it be Jim? It would be Jim. Then we'll go to Nathaniel, Robert, and everybody else. Jim in Indiana, thanks for holding it on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Real quick, thank you for, first of all, may God bless you, your family, your crew, and their families. And thank you for providing the symbiotic relationship where we provide you with ammunition, you provide us with ammunition. And I'm going to make two quick points.
But brother, that's how families work. That's how Christ works. We're all together. You can feel the power, can't you?
Yes, sir. Two quick points. First of all, I've been hearing a lot. One of the theories out there is that this is going to burn itself out when the weather gets warm. Well, my concern is when the weather gets warm, what else comes out? Mosquitoes. Ticks.
Oh, my gosh.
That. The little blood.
And they can spread it.
What happens when you supercharge mosquitoes with the coronavirus? How is the weather getting warm going to dull it down? I think it's going to, you know, pump it with nitrous oxide, like a race car.
Man, that's why I love taking calls. The other caller calls in and brings up angles we hadn't gone with. Is it a age-specific bioweapon to get rid of retirees ahead of their payouts, which Bill Gates is salivating over? And then you bring up, they're saying, oh, hopefully, they don't know. Hopefully, it gets better in warm weather. It was like the flu, but it's not. It's like HIV, which doesn't get affected by the temperature, you know, mainly
warm,
by the spread.
Warm weather is not going to get rid of this. And in fact, it could actually make it worse. And my wife and I have been following you and Mike from the beginning on this. And I haven't heard anybody mention this. That's why I didn't know. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's why I take calls, brother, because you just come up with angles that, like, why didn't I think of that?
Well, that, and you couple that with, well, like, well, obviously, UN, evil, all that. Why aren't they telling Erdogan to stand down with this invasion stuff? It's like, do you realize we're in a pandemic? There's this stuff spreading. Stop it. No, they're not saying a dang thing to him. And our borders are wide open. You guys were just talking about that yesterday about with Stuart Rhodes. The borders are wide open. Why don't we bring our troops back from Afghanistan, put them on the dang border, seal all four borders?
I totally agree, Jim. Don't what wait, do you make of the EU capitulating to reality and giving $700+ million and praising Greece stopping a giant Islamic invasion by Turkey? I mean, finally reality is dawning because Europe is revolting.
Right. And then if Trump were to take advantage of this now, he could really come out of this on top if he just sticks to what he says he was going to do.
Oh, Pat Buchanan said it last week. Trump's missing a grand opportunity to prove that globalism is the problem and that nationalism and compartmentalization, freedom, but walls to compartmentalize is the answer. Good walls make good neighbors. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call. Like firewalls in a ship or firewalls in an apartment complex. You put it there so the fire starts in one apartment, it doesn't spread to the next. It's simple. That's why you put barriers. That's why you put speed bumps up in your neighborhood so some idiot teenager doesn't run your five-year-old over when they're riding their tricycle or their bicycle. I mean, it's and all the libertarians, and I'm a libertarian in ideas, but they're always like, oh, we need no borders and everything's kumbaya. There's other governments spin up and then come attack you. That's just an organization. We need government to limit government, very limited, to protect our freedoms. That's America. And yeah, we've gotten away from that, but just there's not a realism to people that are constantly saying, oh, I'm an anarchic capitalist. I don't want any government. I want capitalism and the market to decide. Yeah, but we don't even have a free market right now. We have Soros and the globalists rigging everything. And so it's a fascist model living on top of the ruins of a free market system that was never perfect. It's the ideals we have to strive for. Always there's people that want the perfection of an idea. I know so many people will never launch an operation. They'll never go do an interview. They'll never take action because they're always waiting to get it just right and have meetings about it and talk about it all day. And then debating, well, is it this way or that way? Theoretically, action is what builds momentum and what builds force and what builds destiny and what builds training in the real universe. So have goodwill, study history, ask God for guidance, and then go out and do what's right. And then as things happen, you can change your angle. You're always going for justice and truth, but you have to use the systems that are there to then get to the goal. You have to adapt and improvise and overcome. Not adapt to the tyranny, not adapt by getting on your knees, but adapt by, I can't push that whole thing over right now, but this little enemy, I can start getting strong on this guy, and the next you're toppling this guy, and the next is this guy, and next it's, and he said, and you know what? Even if you get destroyed when you take on that big one, everybody else is watching by that example, and they're not scared when they watch you getting torn apart by the big enemy juggernaut. That doesn't scare men. The truth is it inspires them, and it's in the jaws of the enemy that we find real victory. It's in that, not wanting to be destroyed, but being willing to do it, that inspires that spirit, that Alamo spirit, that is unstoppable. And I am here with you to invoke it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's official. March 5th, Thursday, 2020. 242 out from the election. Coronavirus is the big one. So far, for bioweapons, man-made, creating total fear, governments using it to create hysteria and lockdowns of civilization. Trump trying to play it down. I understand why. I can't fault him for it. But they are suppressing the testing. They are covering it up. That's even in the news now. And the left is using it against the president, just like we predicted. listen to this for just a second. This is a really good music. For Whom the Bell Tolls from Ride the Lightning. I listened to this when I was like 12 years old, and I'm like, man, this sounds good. All right, let's get back into the news and your phone calls. But I want to air this just one more time, then I'm going to stop. Probably aired it four times already since yesterday. This is Mike Bloomberg, who is the reverse Howard Hughes, as our great boom operator John was saying earlier. That's something I stole from him. Imagine Howard Hughes would lock himself up scared of germs, but he'd have sex with prostitutes all day at the same time. It's a paradox, isn't it? And then you've got Bloomberg, who's always caught on tape. Joe Biden likes to kiss little girls on the lips and tell them that they make him horny. That's audio of that. Chris Matthews tells a woman that's a guest, you look very beautiful, and he's fired. I mean, again, just normal human activities illegal, but, you know, pedophiles having kids bounce on their laps at pedophile story time is okay. But him sticking his fingers, if you're a radio listener, there's like a buffet he's at, people went to the campaign event, and he's just, they say, oh, sir, have some food. So he's like, getting food, eating it, licking his fingers, and sticking his fingers back in it like a giant fly. And again, this is just emblematic of this control freak that wants to run our lives, but he's so tone deaf that he's got the etiquette of a 3-year-old. Here it is. He also eats with his mouth open. Listen to this.
Disturbing.
And then he wipes. Hey, back up a minute. He's wiping his hands on the iced tea pitcher top. Watch, he puts his hands on where you get your tea from. Dude, if I saw somebody at a buffet doing that, I'd say, what? I mean, I'm out of control for it. But, hey, dude, do you wash your hands when you wipe your ass? What is your problem? That gets worse. The video goes on. He starts sticking his fingers back in the containers.
That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Mini Mike. Now, Mike didn't do too well. He went way down.
And the reason I play it is the creepiness of this dude is evident. I mean, who raised this person? And again, that leads credence that he might be a reptile from Planet Pop-Tart. Because everything he does is like something a space alien would do. Like a space alien acts like that. This guy's worth $78 million and he's like at a buffet sticking it lit. But I'm going to stop now. I'm done. I'm not playing that again, at least for a while. Let's move on to another demon, Chuckie Schumer. Because all these guys don't act normal. Biden's acting completely insane. Corn pop and vote Thursday on Super Thursday. Well, I like fly legs and fly hair, little black kids and roaches. I mean, you're like, listen to this stuff, and you're like, is this really happening? But Schumer gets up in a bona fide threat yesterday and says the Supreme Court to Gorsuch and to Kavanaugh, who they've already tried to destroy, and says, we're going to get you. You're going to pay. Well, you can't impeach them. They're appointed for life. You can't. So it's, I mean, folks, I only expose that the judge in the Stone case, judge, the definition of a corrupt judge, Dirty Judge Jackson, was appointing Democrat Party officials to head up the jury. And she had to make one of them step down. And now they caught the second one she put in being just as bad. He wants me arrested. And it's been all over the news. Crooked judge covers for bias and lying juror in Roger Stone case appoints a lawyer. No one's ever done that. I checked into it to represent a juror. The jury's over. They've already railroaded Stone, but they don't even want you to know who they are or the notes they filed when they lied on the jury applications. Because you know it's just not the two that she first put in that are bad news, man. It's the whole dirty enchilada, and she's fighting to suppress that. And is days away from making Stone report to jail. So here's Chuckie Schumer. They're all over the news saying, I'm threatening the judge, I'm threatening jurors. If I go bullhorn a courthouse and say, you're corrupt and I believe you're bad, that's not intimidating somebody. But when you say, I'm going to get you, you're going to pay, And you're one of the top Democrat senators? The Chief Justice put out a letter saying this is a real threat by somebody at your level, but we will not be intimidated. That's how crazy the dialogue has gotten in this country, ladies and gentlemen. But see, why did Chuckie Schumer get so upset? He always acts like he's half dead, but we talk about killing millions of babies a year. The demon in that man just gets all excited over that blood of those babies, and he wants that goody. And his daddy, Satan, tells him, you get up there, demon, and you threaten them. I want more dead kids. I want to dehumanize people. I want no value on human life. So you get up there, you red pajama devil, and you get me more babies. Or you and Governor Northam are going to be exposed. Keep those babies coming and keep them comfortable. Here he is.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Yeah, just like you said, the intelligence agencies have seven ways to Sunday to what? Get Trump. And then they committed a bunch of crimes to try to get him, and he still hadn't gotten in trouble. So he's so arrogant now, hell, he'll probably claim Kavanaugh as a Russian agent. Robert stood up to him. He's probably a Russian agent now, too, huh? Everybody's a Russian agent, but you dirty Democrats that openly have told us you hate this country. We're going to go to who's been home the longest here. We're going to go to Dennis and then Rick and then Nathaniel, Robert, and Dan here in a moment ahead of our big guest joining us. Francis Boyle with huge coronavirus developments. Please tell people to tune in. That's how we reach more people. You are the resistance. With this, callers call in all the time and they go, man, I actually finally ordered some of your X2 or X3 or your Turbo Force, your Brain Force, your Knockout. It works incredibly good. Well, I thought it was BS. Well, because the news said it was BS? I don't know of anyone that puts as much high-quality energy and product into a pack as this, and it's pretty much over the top. Most people take a quarter or a half, and it's like 5-6 hours of energy. It's 10 hours of clean energy for the average metabolic system. It's insane. No one in the industry that we can find has put as much product in something as we have with TurboForce. It's been sold out. It's back in stock, 40% off. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't know if Jack and your metabolic system up like this boosts your immune system. No, I'm not going to tell you that. But the DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off, does on record. And we have all the Super Silver products. And we still have food that we're able to ship. But it's such back order, we got to package it. But we have it. Other folks don't. InfoWarsStore.com. But there is a way. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to... You know, let's not cut Dennis and Rick short. We're going to go to them next segment, give them each about 2 minutes, and then we'll get to the others while we have Dr. Boyle on with us today. And, yeah, a lot of folks want me to comment about my new hairstyle, or lack of thereof. You know, I've always not liked messing with my hair, and it used to be nice and thick and pretty. Well, I was just almost as handsome as Owen 20 years ago. I even had a duck's ass in my hair. But, you know what, I can't compete with Owen, so... I just saw his duck's ass the other day here on air, and I just was so blown away by it. It looked like Elvis was in there. I said, the only way to counter Superman and Superman hair is Lex Luthor. And so Owen bowed up. He said, my hair is more powerful than yours. And I said, okay, that's it. Lex Luthor is coming now. You will face it. Truth is, I just said, I need to shave my head to just as a message to folks that things are different here and things are crazy. And so I did it. And it is weird, man. Never done it before. And, you know, not since I was a baby was I as bald as a cute. When I was born, I had a little bit of blonde hair. So let me tell you, I'm as naked as I've ever been, like a mole rat.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
A lot of people ask,